Will man destroy himself? What happens when a believer dies? What happens when a non-believer dies? Who should you marry? How is your marriage doing? How do you love your spouse? How should you treat those who don't like you? Are people burning forever in hell? Do you have an immortal soul? All of these questions can be answered by one simple concept. Today, what we're going to do is we're going to see what the Bible says about truth. About truth. Now, let's go to 2 Thessalonians for my first point. We're going to go to 2 Thessalonians. And we're going to be looking at the subject of truth today. 2 Thessalonians, this is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse 1, now brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us. In other words, there were some people sending letters in the name of the apostles, claiming certain things. We talked about this last week. As if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means. For that day will not come unless the falling away comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Do you not remember that when I was still with you, I told you these things? And now you know what is restraining, that he may be revealed in his own time. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming. And I'm getting to a point here. The coming of the lawless one is according to the workings of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth. They did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. And they all may be condemned who do not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. My first point, brethren, is that you must love the truth. You must love the truth. All of this gets to the following point, and that is verse 10. Did not receive the love of the truth. You and I, brethren, we must love the truth. Do you love the truth above all else? Do you believe the truth? So one of the first points about truth is that we must love it, and that we must hold the truth above all else. Second point, what is truth? What is truth? Man has various ideas about truth. If you have a couple of hours to spare, go online and look up the word truth and see what it tells you. And here I have an article out of the Wikipedia. The article is the word that's being defined, or the concept is truth. So you want to know what the Wikipedia encyclopedia says about truth? You can read the following. It's pretty much what most people would consider the truth, or some facet of the truth. This is what they say truth is. Truth can have a variety of meanings, from the state of being the case, being in accord with a particular fact or reality, being in accord with a body of real things, events, actualities, or fidelity to an original or to a standard. In archaic usage, it could be fidelity, constancy or sincerity, and action, character, and utterance, what you do and what you say. The term has no single definition about which a majority of professional philosophers and scholars agree. So if you ask various scholars, various philosophers, you'll get all kinds of ideas of what truth is. Now, we're supposed to love the truth. And in order to love the truth, you got to know what it is. I'm going to go back to the article. And various theories and views of truth continue to be debated. There are differing claims on such questions as what constitutes truth, what things are truth bearers capable of being true or false, how to define and identify truth, the roles that revealed and acquired knowledge play, and whether truth is subjective, relative, objective, or absolute. This article introduces the various perspectives and claims both today and throughout history, and then it's got about a 10-page article on what truth is. So there's all kinds of ideas of what truth is. If you ask someone in the world what truth is, well, this is true. This is what I believe truth is. Or this is what I believe truth is. Sort of like asking them what time is. You get all kinds of different answers. There was a man that could have known truth if he wanted to. We're going to go to that example. That's found in the book of John. John chapter 18. If you know John chapter 18 in your chronology, you know that this is Jesus Christ right before he was crucified, the events that occurred then. John chapter 18, and we're going to look at verse 33. Then Pilate entered the praetorium, the place where the Roman soldiers were housed, and the judgment hall. Again called Jesus and said to him, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus answered him, and I want you to notice something. Jesus would not say a word to the high priest. He went to the high priest. High priest asked him all kinds of questions. He never talked. Here we have a Roman official, and Jesus is conversing with him. Why? Because there was no religious hypocrisy here. Another subject. Jesus answered him, "Are you speaking for yourself about this, or did others tell you this concerning me?" Pilate answered, "Am I a Jew? Your own nation and the chief priests have delivered you to me. What have you done?" Must have done something. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight so that it should not be delivered to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here." Pilate therefore said to him, "Are you a king then?" Jesus answered, "You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I came into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice." Notice what Pilate said. Pilate said to him, "What's truth? What are you talking about? There's no such thing as truth. What is truth?" And when he said this, he went out again to the Jews and said, "I don't find anything wrong with this man." Now here's Pilate, a man of the world, speaking to God, who is truth in the flesh. And he's carrying on a conversation with him, and Pilate does not recognize truth standing next to him. How well do you think your brother-in-law is going to do when he speaks to you? Not going to understand the truth either. So Pilate did not understand the truth, even though it was right next to him. So people have all kinds of ideas. And when you tell somebody about, you know, the truth of this, they're going to go, "What's truth?" Unless you're talking about like 2 + 2 = 4 or something like that. With so many definitions of truth, Pilate, not knowing what it is, very educated man. The article I read you in the Wikipedia about all kinds of debates that take place about truth and what is right and, you know, its characteristics and what it is. Isn't there a simple answer? Isn't there a simple answer? Is there a truth that is always true, no matter what? Or no matter the culture? Or no matter the historical time period? Or no matter the person? Or no matter the situation? The answer is yes. There is a simple definition of truth. As a matter of fact, this truth is so simple that it is easy to apply in almost all situations. That definition is found in John 17. Go back a couple of pages, maybe a page. John 17, verse 17. "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." If you want to know what truth is, brethren, it's this book you're holding in your hands. God's word is truth. It's the answer to all the questions in my introduction. They're contained in the Bible. The source of truth. Will man destroy himself? The book of Matthew states that for the elect's sakes, those days will be shortened. So the answer is no. What happens when a believer dies? 1 Corinthians says they will live again in the first resurrection. What happens when a non-believer dies? Revelation says after 1,000 years, they will be resurrected. Who should you marry? 1 Corinthians says, in the Lord are, in other words, to a believer. How is your marriage doing? Galatians. Look at the fruits of the Spirit. How do you love your spouse? Ephesians. Love your wife as Christ loved the church. How should you treat those who don't like you? Matthew. Love your enemies and pray for them. Are people burning forever in hell? Revelation. Hell is Hades. And in Hades, there are dead people. Do you have an immortal soul? Ezekiel says twice, the soul that sins, it shall die. Says it twice in the same chapter. The answer to all these questions are contained in the Bible. So if you want to know what truth is, brethren, if you want to know what you need to know about truth, it's all contained in the book in front of you. Your Bible is the source of all truth.